The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you? Welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. This is Molly.
And I'm Kristen.
Kristen, if I were to offer you the choice between two delicious food items,
yes,
an orange or a bowl of cottage cheese.
You said delicious food items.
There are people who find both things very delicious.
Okay, true.
Which one will you take?
I would absolutely choose the orange. Every now and then when I'm grocery shopping, I'm in the dairy section, and I have this notion, this little voice in my head that pops up and says, "Hey, Kristen, you know what you haven't eaten in a while?" And I say, "What voice in my head?" And the voice in my head responds, "Cottage cheese." And so I get some cottage cheese because I think it's a good idea, and that somehow I'm going to eat the cottage cheese this one time, and it's going to be so good because I've seen people enjoy cottage cheese. Mm-hmm. It's a good source of protein. Mm-hmm. Never happens. It's always a fail. So I would take the orange.
Well, Kristen, if you had listened more closely to my question, I did not offer you those two foods to eat. I'm talking about what they're going to look like on your skin.
Okay.
That brings us to the topic of the day, which is cellulite. And cellulite is often compared to an orange peel, those little, you know, bumps, bumpy orange peel.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's compared to cottage cheese, those, you know, bigger bumps and chunks and dimples.
Mmm, bumps and chunks.
And if you replay, I was very careful not to offer them to you to eat, but for your skin.
But apparently, I just assumed that it is there for
most of the questions I do ask you about are things we're going to eat.
But yeah, there is a, this is coming from a cellulite scale that was published in the Journal of the European Academy of Dermatology and Venereology. And the scale breaks down cellulite severity by 5 different measures. So yeah, on one end, the mild end, you've got the orange peel.
So you made the right choice if it was going to be on your skin.
Anyway. Yeah. Yeah. So on the one end, you've got the orange peel, but on the worst end is when, quote, your behind looks like a quilted mattress.
Because, yeah, it's just bumps everywhere.
Yeah, enormous bumps of cellulite.
And Kristen, if you had said, "I don't want either the orange or the cottage cheese," that would have been a false choice because every woman, pretty much, I think it's what, like 98%?
Well, it's 90%.
Okay, well,
close enough.
Close enough. 90% of women are going to develop cellulite after puberty at some point in their life. So it's just, For the great majority of us ladies, it is inevitable.
It's so common, in fact, that some dermatologists consider it a secondary sex characteristic for women.
Yeah. If you just had a body lying there and you see that telltale orange peel,
yeah,
be like, that's a woman.
That's a woman. Yep. That's cellulite. And in fact, not surprised here, Molly, we've got estrogen to thank for cellulite because estrogen triggers women's bodies to store extra fat for pregnancy. And this extra fat is the source of cellulite. But when it comes to why cellulite looks the way it does on the skin, why it does have that unpleasant dimpled appearance. There are some conflicting theories about why that is.
Yeah, there's three big theories as to why cellulite looks the way it does. One is because of the blood vessels that are underneath the skin. Basically, if your blood isn't flowing through your vessels properly, then cellulite could be created because those dimples are going to appear when the fat presses up against a blood vessel that can't fight back, essentially, that's not having enough blood flow to push back against that fat. Another theory would say it's the white blood cells, and that people with cellulite have chronically inflamed white blood cells, which cause the skin to lose strength and then also gives that cellulite room to kind of bulge. Because it's, I mean, like you said, it's pockets of fat beneath the skin.
Mm-hmm. But then the third and most prominent theory about cellulite boils down to differences between men's and women's connective tissues.
And this is pretty fascinating, and you're going to have to, we're going to try and paint a word picture, and it'll be a little hard to follow along without a visual, but here goes. Let's pretend we're looking at a cross-section of the skin, okay? At the bottom, we've got muscle, all that stuff that's beneath the skin. At the top, we have your actual skin.
Mm-hmm.
And in between is the connective tissue, the thing that's connecting your skin to everything else that's inside your body. Now, men have what looks like a mesh net on that cross-section. I mean, if you just picture like a basketball hoop or a fishing net, mm-hmm. it's all crisscrossed. There's all these ways, lots of X's.
Women's connective tissue, on the other hand, is shaped like vertical columns. So you have these wider gaps in between the connective tissue. And so the theory is that we have all this cellulite because fat cells will push up in between those columns of connective tissue and push against the skin, creating the dimpled appearance.
Yeah. I mean, if you were trying to keep something out, and in this case, it's fat that pushes up against your skin, would you rather have a mesh netting as your connective tissue? Or would you rather have these columns that are perpendicular to your skin? I mean, it's a straight shot up. Basically, as soon as that fat starts heading up your two vertical columns, it can just go right up against the skin and create a dimple. And women also have thinner skin than men. So if once that fat does get up into that connective tissue, it's easier to see on a woman than it is a man.
So now that we have firmly established that A, almost all women get cellulite, and B, it is a distinct difference between our, you know, the way our skin works and men's skin. Question is, can we get rid of it? Because women spent in 2008 $47 million on cellulite reduction products. And how many times, Molly, have we opened up a magazine claiming to hold the secret to cellulite reduction just in time for swimsuit season, mm-hmm. because a lot of times it's going to collect around our buttocks, thighs, hips, and lower abdomen. So the question is, are we wasting millions, tens of millions of dollars on all these products?
You might very well be, Kristen. I'm just going to go ahead and give it away now that of that $47 million spent, the same women who spent that money only reported a 25% to 50% improvement in the appearance of their cellulite. And it was not a permanent improvement. Basically, some of these products, the second you stop using them, the second the cellulite will reappear.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about some of the options out there and which ones might give you at least that temporary improvement that maybe you do want for a special occasion or something.
Well, first off, we have something called endermology, aka cellulite massage. And it's sort of like a deep tissue massage that's meant to stimulate blood flow and supposedly remove unhealthy white blood cells. And this is supposed to work according to that blood vessel theory of cellulite that Molly talked about earlier.
Right. If in fact your blood isn't flowing correctly, then a massage would get that blood going. But what really is happening is just, it's kind of plumping up your skin. And when it puffs up the skin, then it hides the cellulite temporarily.
Then you also have laser treatments. You have these infrared lasers that are supposed to target the cellulite fat cells and actually melt them away. And a lot of these treatments will cause some bruising immediately afterwards. And again, results are only temporary.
Right. Some of these treatments, they say that the side effects are worse than, you know, cellulite. If you can learn to live with cellulite a little better, it's better that than the bruising.
Now, Molly, what about liposuction? If we just go ahead and get rid of those fat cells to begin with, Won't that take care of the problem?
Oh my, no, Kristen. In fact, I was reading one article that said liposuction is the exact opposite of what you should do for cellulite. I mean, it seems intuitive. I mean, if it's fat that's pushing up against your skin, then you would seem like just taking the fat out, yes, would work. But it can't target the cellulite directly. You can't predict how the fat's going to come out. And some people, when you take out the fat, it only increases the appearance of that cellulite. Mm-hmm.
So liposuction's out, lasers are out, endermology is out. How about all of these topical treatments that we have? I mean, I've seen so many quote-unquote cellulite, you know, removing creams that contain things like retinoids, lactic acids, and caffeine that are supposed to strengthen the skin, shrink cellulite fat, and build collagen and elastin to gird up that connective tissue.
And these creams, Kristen, are the kinds of things that can provide that temporary effect. I mean, some of those lotions, for example, that have caffeine in them, yes, that can stimulate the skin. It kind of irritates it, actually. And again, it just makes it puffy so that the cellulite itself is hidden. But the second you stop using the lotion, that effect's going to go away. And something to keep in mind when you're, you know, weighing whether to buy into a cellulite treatment is that if this connective tissue theory is true, is the correct one, any treatment is going to have to essentially change the structure of our connective tissue, which is under our skin, and no lotion can penetrate that deeply into our skin to change that makeup. So it's kind of it would kind of have to be an involved treatment to really work.
So really, it seems like with all these temporary treatments, what they do, if they actually lessen the appearance of cellulite, is they cause tissues to swell up and irritate the skin so that it puffs up so much that it hides the dimples. Even with things like dry brushing, there are those cellulite mm-hmm. brushes that you can get. Same thing. It's just
puffing
irritating.
Up your skin.
Yeah, irritating and puffing things up. There's also an old remedy that consists of mixing warm coffee grounds with olive oil and then wrapping the mixture around your legs with plastic wrap. I guess to get that caffeine injection and get the skin all puffed up. So again, it's just puffing up the skin. You're not actually getting rid of cellulite. And again, with all of these sources, when they talk to dermatologists, they say there is no clear-cut cure for cellulite.
So if you're spending a lot of money that you don't have trying to get something to work, you know, this doesn't have to be a necessary expense in your budget. It might be kind of nice just to realize that if 90% of women have this, you're not the only person walking around with cellulite. No matter how egregious it seems to you, you are not alone out there with your dimply skin.
But one last thing that we haven't touched on that I was wondering about in terms of reducing the appearance of cellulite is, what about just plain old fashioned exercise and healthier diet?
That is a very good point, Kristen, because, to some extent, it makes sense that if we do things that rid the fat from our body, then the fat that's underneath our skin would disappear. But you can't target this cellulite specifically. I mean, yes, we should all be exercising. We should all be eating healthfully just for our own health. And for some women, it is true that when they exercise, their cellulite goes away. But cellulite, we got to remember, affects skinny women. It affects overweight women. So it's not some magic number on the scale that will get us cellulite-free either.
In fact, just to demonstrate these kind of individual differences with cellulite and weight loss, there was a recent study published in the Journal of American Society of Plastic Surgeons that found that while weight loss for a lot of overweight women did reduce the severity of cellulite, it actually exacerbated the look of cellulite in some of the women in the study. So it's kind of a crapshoot.
It's
the old cellulite crapshoot.
I mean, I hate to end it on such a bummer of a note, but it's true. There is no long-lasting way to get rid of it. It's something that we might just have to come to terms with and accept. And maybe one day science will catch up to our lady fears.
And in the meantime, let's just embrace the sisterhood of cellulite. You know, it's one thing that men don't have, like our breasts and our vaginas. So maybe it's time for us to embrace cellulite too.
Although I will say a very few select group of men can have cellulite, particularly if they're androgen deficient. Men who might be going through that male menopause we've discussed before.
tough.
Sometimes that hormone buildup can cause the appearance of cellulite. So I don't want to leave all the men out completely.
That's very,
they can be in our sisterhood too.
Of you. Okay. We'll let them into our sisterhood. In the meantime, if you would like to send us your thoughts on cellulite and other delightful topics, email us at momstuff@howstuffworks.com, or you can leave a comment on our Facebook page. So let's read a couple of emails right now.
Well, Chris and I have one here from Mary, and it's about our Halloween costume podcast. Mary writes, as a full-figure girl, I always hated planning on what I was going to be for Halloween because I knew anything I would like wouldn't come in my size. So in true tradition, I waited until the day of my friend's Halloween party to get my costume. I was listening to your podcast while searching for my lame kitten ears when I heard your suggestion of a sexy suffragette. I just loved the idea so much that I ran to my local craft store to buy a straw hat and ribbon. Almost everyone at the party got that I was a suffragette, and once I pointed out that my wrists and ankle were exposed, it made me a sexy suffragette. Also, surprisingly, every girl at the party knew the song Sister Suffragette from Mary Poppins. And I have to say, that is my favorite song from that movie. Sister Suffragette. So thanks, Mary. Glad we could help.
Well, I've got an email here from Aaron, and this is in regard to our Lady Killers podcast. And Aaron writes, in my third year of law school, I took my rigorous writing course on law and psychology. I've always been intrigued by the stories of women who kill their children. And because I was about 5 months pregnant with my first child, I chose that as the topic of my paper. Researching and writing the paper takes an entire semester. So as my research progressed, so did my pregnancy. I was about 8 months along and showing quite a bit when my professor stopped me one evening after class. She informed me that another student at the school had alerted the dean that a fairly pregnant woman was reading a book entitled Women Who Kill Their Children in the Student Lounge. My professor assured the dean that I was merely researching my paper topic and that I had no intentions of harming my eagerly anticipated first child. After that, I researched my topic only while at home. I love that story.
So
thank
funny.
You so much for sharing, Aaron. And of course, we'd love to hear your stories as well. Again, the email address is momstuff@howstuffworks.com, or you can share it with everyone over on our Facebook page. Head over there and like us and leave a comment. Say hello. Follow us on Twitter at @momstuffpodcast. And then lastly, you can read our blog during the week. It's Stuff Mom Never Told You at howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com.
The HowStuffWorks.com iPhone app is coming soon. Get access to our content in a new way. Articles, videos, and more, all on the go. Check out the latest podcasts and blog posts and see what we're saying on Facebook and Twitter. Coming soon to iTunes. Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.